Where the fuck is Winshi?
Well, you know how Kabor. Difficult it was to figure out what fucking books y'all were talking about and like videos on them?
All you had to do was type in Karen Travis and then like that's it. It wasn't hard at all.
Well, find videos that were actually fucking like break down like what the fuck's going on in them.
Why don't you just fucking read the Wikia page?
The Wikia?
Yeah, Wiki page.
Said Wikia.
Yeah. You can say either or. Wikia, Wiki page, whatever.
Yeah, I don't think there's an A at the end of it.
Yeah, it's Wikipedia.
No, it's Wikipedia.
It's Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Can't prove that in a court of law.
I can.
I can't.
And will. Will you be an Uncrustable enjoyer?
Am I an Uncrustable enjoyer?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Because it's a waste of money. I make it myself better.
It just hit different, bro. Because I fucking went to the store, bought me the fucking strawberry ones and the Nutella ones. Some shit go fucking crazy.
Have you ever looked up their Wikia page?
I refuse to acknowledge you.
Man. All right, the second he hops in here, we got to make fun of him for being late. Look, I spent too much time in school working my ass off to try to be smart. Oh, there he is, late.
Welcome.
Late.
Sorry, I was eating pussy.
No, you weren't. You were eating beignets, which is, I mean, equivalent.
Isn't that like a French donut?
Yeah.
Says I can't do both.
You weren't doing both. You were stuffing your faces with fucking beignets.
Who says I can't do both?
You can, but your wife was texting me. So if she was texting me while she was getting her pussy ate, I'm offended.
I think he should be offended.
I mean, I'm the one that told her to send him a picture of the beignets and say, if only you were here, so.
It doesn't affect me. I have beignet mix in my fucking pantry right now.
Have you made it, though?
Yeah, go make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I did.
Right now.
I used the fryer last night. Oh, no, I just, it has fried grease in it right now. It wouldn't taste good.
Weird.
Anyways.
Also, this is a different mix. It's fluffier. It's good.
Is that the one you're supposed to give me some?
Yeah, forgot.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Well, actually, I didn't forget. You were like, can you give me some tomorrow when I come? And I was like, okay. Then I forgot.
You
didn't.
Yeah, so you forgot. Thank you.
You forgot to ask me for it. I was prepared to give it
hey,
to
look,
you.
Hey, look, you already admitted to your crimes. I'm okay with this. You say what you want, but you admitted to it.
Who we're not pass? Recording.
Yeah, we are. I press the recording button.
Playback.
Playback what?
Playback the recording.
Then I'd have to stop recording.
And then you might forget to turn it back on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's the most logical thing anyone has said in this entire call so far.
I don't know. The correct pronunciation of Wikipedia was pretty logical.
Wikia.
So let's do it again.
Ah! What? That sounded feral. Oh, fuck, that was definitely the wrong song. Oh, hold on, I'm sorry. Song when I transitioned over and I was like, oh shit, hold on, wrong song. All right, hey everyone, and welcome to The Force Unscripted. This is our bonus episode for the 11th episode of our second season. Thank you guys so much for being here. We have a couple of questions that we have stocked up to answer. Not only that, but today is, you know what, Winshi, will let you have it. Today is your segment, buddy. Are you excited?
Oh, we're doing mine today?
Yeah.
All right, 20 questions. We're going to question up them 20s.
But before we get to that, we got a couple of questions to answer. Probably not a lot, but at least a couple. This one I like. What's your favorite Star Wars species or planet and why? Are there any lesser known species or planets you find particularly interesting?
I like Maximilian Rebo.
Oh my god.
No, I'm fucking around. I actually do. He's like not... the Nautilons, like Kit Fisto. I think Kit Fisto is really cool, but I don't really like aliens are dope and there's so many different alien species. Like there's some cool ass ones around, but I don't really particularly like pay too much attention to which ones I think are cool. I just know like the Nautilons have dope ass hair things. Are they still Leku? I don't actually know.
I think the term is because they also refer to because Ahsoka is Togruten and they refer to theirs as Leku as well. So okay. I think it's just the general term for head appendages.
Gotcha. Yeah, I like them, especially Cash from the Calcasas book or games. Jesus.
I haven't played those though.
Cage? She looks.
Oh,
she
looks the one good. That Boba Fett like fucks up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, her, okay, her, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. She's a badass. She looks dope. She got a fit.
I don't know. Probably favorite plan would be Ryloth. I mean, Twi'leks are kind of badass.
Yeah, great answer. Very descriptive. Never would have guessed.
We can't really go too in it. I mean, everyone knows about Twi'leks. Most of them are hot as fuck.
I guess the question was for planets and species, so...
Except for the two Twi's from The Mandalorian. Those guys are just dirty.
I'm trying to think of what mine is. I think my favorite species are probably the Chiss, honestly. I like blue people. I'm blue, dabba dee dabba da. But also, like, I like their society as, like, in general. I think that they are probably, like, the most efficient governing body we see outside of, like, the Empire. Granted, I don't agree with the Empire, but, I mean, they are efficient, so. And I also like the naming conventions of the Chiss. Thrawn's full name is Mithran Naruto, and they just shorten it by, like, the last part of the first of their name, then like the middle section, and then the first part of the third part of their name that's separated by apostrophes. I like that. Kind of cool. I don't think I have
people.
I do love blue. Okay, shut up, Maximilian Rebo fan. He's a blue people. You just curious as to what them fingers and toes do.
They obviously be playing whatever fucking instrument that is.
Yeah, I'm just interested in the instrument.
In the instrument. Exotic, were you here when we talked about, like, the picture? No, you weren't. Okay, Maximilian Rebo, like, the ends of his fingers are holes. You can fuck them.
It's definitely not the first thought that comes to my mind whenever someone has holes on their fingers, but okay.
Well, that's...
He's got them on his toes, too. They're all nutrients.
You see,
like,
how excited he is?
Things.
You see how excited he is about these sucking
toes?
Dude,
imagine just, like, sticking your freaking hand in, like, a smoothie and then just, like, it's gone.
Yeah,
like, that's great.
That's what you're thinking about.
Mm-hmm. You got a long nose, dude.
Oh, stop. This is worse than what that mouth do when we're talking about Jar Jar.
Oh, yeah, okay. The Nautilons have tendrils, not Leku.
Oh, okay.
So do the Faorin? Fiorin, they also have tendrils. Everybody else got Leku.
So you see that chart, like, when it says Togruta, like, I just assumed because the Togruta also referred to as Leku, I thought that they were all Leku. Because most of them are, except for the, I don't even know what that other race, Fiorin? I never even heard of them.
It's like an off-brand Kit Fisto.
No, they're like a mix between, like, a dog and a gorilla and a Nautilon.
It's a very got,
like, the gorilla
comparison.
Nose.
Yeah, I was about to say. It's definitely unique.
Tendrils out for Harambe.
Now, if we're talking like animal species, or not, like, you know, sentient humanoids and whatnot,
it just literally said species or planet. So yeah, you're good.
Okay, then basilisk war droids.
That's not a species.
Yeah, it is. They're living creatures.
Wait, they are?
Yes.
Oh.
Get fucked.
But what's the species? You're talking about what they've been modified into. What's the species? If you're such a fan, tell me.
They're just basilisk war droids.
Fact check, Brick3PO. What's the race of the animals that are the source of the basilisk war droids? Since our grand basilisk war droid...
Basiliskin? That's what they're called. Basiliskin race.
Basiliskin race?
Yep.
Oh. Mm. Well.
The Mandalorians found a planet where these, like, you know, droid-like creatures lived. And they tamed them, modified them, put weapons of mass destruction on them, and drop them from orbit into battle. I'm gonna stop there, because if I keep going, like, we're gonna be here a long time.
It almost looks like how, like, a hunter from Halo is. It's just like a
combination. That is not how they look, by the way. The thing that Brick3PO just posted.
Yeah, no. I'm looking at the pictures on Wikipedia.
Since you know so much about Mandalorians, do you know about the other animal that Mandalorians used in the fucking, like, gladiator rings?
Not in the gladiator rings.
Mandalorian spiders. I forget what the race is called, but they run into them in the Young Jedi Knights on the one of the old Mandalorian planets. It's pretty interesting. The gladiator spiders, so because the planet was left, like, deserted and destroyed, like, they had domesticated the spiders, but then, like, the spiders started breeding with other spiders, and then they became, like, these feral monsters. So they wipe out an entire squad of, like, IG droids that come hunting the kids. That was pretty funny. They're not Kryknas, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, Kryknas from the Mandalorian actual show.
Yeah,
it's like thing. The white spiders.
Yeah,
fuck them things. I'm saying, creep me the fuck out.
Okay,
spiders,
so
just in general.
Brick3PO confirmed the top one is, like, the basiliskin without the modifications, and the bottom one is the war droid variant. So
it just looks like a dragon
D's. Oh, nuts. Yeah, all right, so Next question is, if you could have one thing from the Star Wars universe in real life, what would it be?
A basilisk war droid.
God damn it. Why did I know he was going to say that? He would just go to work every morning on the war droid, just pull up.
They can fly. I fly to work, and then if somebody tried to fuck with me, there's like shatter missiles on his back. But I'd probably pick Beskar, and I would obviously have Beskar armor. That would be my thing.
Does it have like the same properties and everything?
Of course. Yeah, he said from Star Wars, so yes. Like all the advanced tech inside, all of it. The recycled
You specifically want everything. Like a Mandalorian suit of armor.
Yes.
Okay.
Like a fully functioning one, not the blacksmith, rendition that I'm getting.
Gotcha.
Because even if one of you guys says I want a lightsaber, like I can block that shit.
You know how fast, how long it would take me to lose a limb. Like it would be no time. I would not ask for that.
You'd be like, dude, let me try the Obi Annie.
I would just bisect myself. It wouldn't even fucking sever my... I would just bisect my body. It would be done. I'd be fucking laying there like a tan.
Yeah, I mean, like, if we do get fucking lightsabers, I've always thought maybe... I would actually definitely try out... what was it? That fucking one skit from, like, Family Guy, I think? Where you just fucking turn the lightsaber completely horizontal and just drop it straight down.
What would that do?
Just continue going until it... hits the Earth's core.
They did that in Rick and Morty.
Not horizontal, yeah. First off.
You knew what I meant.
That's why I asked.
Yeah, you knew what I meant.
No, that's why I asked, what would it do? Because if you dropped it horizontal, bitch, it would probably just turn off.
You knew what I meant.
I did not. You said horizontal.
Well, you know now. How about that? You know what?
Word you're looking for is
vertical.
Yeah, there you go.
In Rick and Morty, they do that exact thing, and they drop it, and then the president of the United States wants them to retrieve it before it hits the core of the Earth, and then they retrieve it, and he steals it, and then they follow him back to his little secret hiding room or whatever, and it turns out he's like the biggest Star Wars geek ever after like calling Rick and Morty like nerds and whatnot, and he's got like lightsabers out the ass in his little secret room that actually work. And
I have not seen this, but I have suddenly become the president from Rick and Morty.
Have you seen the president from Rick and Morty?
You talking about the black guy, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna ignore your racist comment, and
I didn't say anything.
You didn't have to. The silence was deafening.
Just he's not as funny like you.
Since when do you compliment me? Something's up. Who died? You're trying to protect me from something. That got dark.
That's right.
I'm trying to think of what I would, you know what, just dead ass, like I'm taking the Millennium Falcon. That's what I want from the Star Wars universe.
My second choice would have been a spaceship.
Mm-hmm. We'll figure that shit out, I think.
Mine's kind of basic. Mask of Lord Moomin.
The what?
The Mask of Lord Moomin.
Oh my god. But you can have a replica of that in real life.
It doesn't have all the properties, though. It's not going to have the spirit of a Sith Lord in it.
I guess that's true. That's a mask. You could have anything from the Star Wars universe and you took a mask. Exotic, you are not strong-willed. You would just get possessed.
I don't know about that one, Chief.
I know. You don't have to know. I know for you, sir.
I can throw hands with Moomin.
Absolutely not.
It's going to be your own hands that he's throwing with.
Yeah, so you're just going to be punching yourself in the face. Like, you sure you don't want to rethink your answer? You sure?
There's always deals to be made, right?
There's...
The deal. He gets your body, and you get to not live anymore.
No, he can take control on the weekends.
Why the weekends? Like that's like make him take control during the week. He can do your job.
I would definitely like, have the Sith Lord take control of my job. Like, give me the weekends.
But I mean, like, weekends only 2 days. Like, I'll get like the full week.
Yeah, but at least you don't have to work.
My job's pretty fucking chill, so I'm fine.
Hunter can't relate.
But I mean, having a Sith artifact that strong be pretty cool.
And you sure this is the hill you want to die on? Like, this is what you want from... Okay. I'm not going to fight you on that one. He said what he said. Actually, out of curiosity, I want to extend this one to Brick3PO. I know you guys can't hear him, but, we'll tell you what he says. If you could take one thing from the Star Wars universe, what would it be, Brick3PO? Maybe we could, edit in some, droid beeping noises or something and translate it.
What type of droid is he beeping like? Like he's like R2-D2 type beep or...
Nah, it's like
his name is Brick-3PO.
Yeah, you should know what type of droid he is.
Yeah, but you said beeping. I mean, C-3PO speaks so many languages.
But he beeps.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
No.
Yeah.
I've never heard C-3PO beep.
He speaks all the languages.
Yeah, so he has to, first off, yeah, he has to beep. But in the Rise of Skywalker specifically, he beeps when they like turn him into like the decoding thing for the Sith.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh my god, he typed beep, but I know he's referencing the fucking the robots from Team Four Star. I just know it. Beep. Yep. Okay, so Brick-3PO says he would take a vibro katana.
Sure, they got those around. They got vibro everything.
Okay, I'm glad we had the same thought. I'm just not going to say anything. We were sharing the brain cell there for a second. All right, that's pretty cool. My brother do like swords. He has a bunch of them. He doesn't have as many lightsabers as I do, but he does have swords.
Oh, there's so definitely vibro swords, like, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if there's specifically a vibro katana, but I mean, if there's a vibro sword, a katana is not, you know, that much different from a sword. It's a type of sword.
The commando droids actually use vibro swords. So
commando droids. Which ones are those?
The fucking ones that do backflips.
Oh,
these.
Parkour droids.
I was thinking the Magna Guard.
These ones. Yeah. First.
I love those.
Parkour.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Today we're once again doing 20 questions where they try and guess the character that I'm thinking of and fail.
And fail. I'm not going to make the same mistakes as last time. First question, is it a Mandalorian?
No.
That's fucked up.
Are they humanoid?
Sure.
What do you mean?
Sure.
What do you mean, sure?
That's got to be a yes or no.
Humanoid.
They're humanoid.
Mm. Are they legends and canon?
Yes.
Are they a Force user?
No.
Nobody ever choose a Force user.
Hey, it narrows it down to a lot of people. So.
Is that 5 or 4?
4.
I believe that's 4. Is it a mercenary?
No.
Is it a bounty hunter?
No.
Is it a politician?
Nope. Well, no. Like in the Galactic Senate? No.
Do they exist BBY?
No.
Hmm. How many are we at now?
8 or 7? Yeah, 8. Okay.
8.
Do they exist in any of the Star Wars media?
Yes.
They're not a Force user. They're not a mercenary. They are humanoid. They're not a politician. They're not a Mandalorian.
Are they human?
No.
You could have guessed that from the fucking humanoid question when he paused.
He said sure, like instantly. What do you mean he didn't pause?
No, he did. He paused.
He said sure.
And if it was a human instantly. And you asked if he was humanoid, you wouldn't say sure, you would say yes. Bitch, you don't know what the fuck a context clue is, do you?
Obviously, you don't either. You asked if he was a Force user.
What does that have to... I don't get it.
He has said multiple times that he hates anything Force users. Why would he pick a Force user?
You don't know that. Oh. He plays all sorts of games.
I do a lot of shit. I don't hate Force users, all right?
Nah, I'm pretty sure...
He's just not a Cinco fan like I am.
First of all, there is no N at the beginning of that word.
Okay, he's an N-Cinco fan. Psychophant? I don't know that word.
Literally the word you just said. Or tried to say.
I don't know that word. I'm black. I pronounce things wrong. You ever heard a black person try to say the word salmon?
I just did.
No. I said salmon. I said it right. But they'll say salmon.
Yeah, like salmonella?
Ugh. All right. So not a human, but it's a humanoid. They exist BBY. Is it Thrawn?
No.
They're not a politician in the Galactic Senate.
Yeah, they're not a politician in the Galactic Senate, but they are... not be part of the local government. That's why I wasn't sure if they were part of a council or whatnot. So I will say it's a yes that they're a politician, but not in the Galactic Senate.
Are they military?
No.
That's 12. Yeah. Making my brain think.
See, I try to pick characters that we've talked about like recently so that you know, you have a chance, but you're just like, let me pick the most obscure Jedi Master that I know when she's like either forgotten or never heard of, and let me just chuckle while he tries to guess it. I know you are, which is why I'm not looking forward to this.
Someone we mentioned recently.
Even perhaps in this episode.
Even perhaps in the, I don't even remember what we talked about in this episode.
That's why you're not going to get it.
Is it Cal Skyrata?
It is not, because it's not a Mandalorian.
Oh. Yeah, you did say that, huh?
That one still counts, honestly, because that was just a dumbass question.
That was a dumbass question. Fuck you.
What's that, 13?
I think so. He was in this episode, or is he saying that to bait me? I'm tired of these mind games, Winchy.
I don't play mind tricks. I don't use the force.
Bullshit. I don't play mind tricks, he says. Not politician. Is it Gaz Hoken? Oh, wait. Never mind.
Shut up.
I forgot he was a Mandalorian. I just remembered mercenary, okay?
He's not a mercenary either. You already asked that, too.
Oh.
Politician.
Oh, I'm kind of fucking this up, huh?
Just a little bit.
Oh.
You know what? All right, fine. You ask the next two questions then.
Okay, hold on. So we're going into these books. Fucking what politicians have been mentioned?
No. It's okay. We said they were in the media, so it's in things that you would have seen. Exotic. This one isn't out of reach for you either.
Clearly, it is for me, since I'm just asking all sorts of fucked up questions.
Well, yeah, because you have like 1/8 of a brain cell. We talked about this.
I thought it was a 13th.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
I was giving him a little extra credit, okay?
I don't need extra credit. I need a new brain.
So some sort of humanoid alien species that's a politician.
That we talked about?
Yep, mentioned this episode.
We need to ask, like, broader questions. Narrow it down a little bit more. Fuck. Do they appear in the Clone Wars?
Yes.
They're in the Clone Wars. They're a humanoid alien politician that we mentioned.
They're a local politician.
Is it someone from Killua?
No.
Okay.
So we're about 16? Yeah. Get kind of fucked this time, Nagato.
I only messed up two questions. It ain't that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't on Killua. Excuse me while I just go rewatch our whole episode so I can remember.
I just can't remember any politicians we've talked about on this episode.
I can't either. How many questions we got left? 4?
Yeah.
Not a force user. I think I need to start typing the questions out as I ask them so I don't forget.
I'm not a force user, local politician, humanoid, not human, appears in the Clone Wars.
And we talked about him this episode.
Yeah, I literally just can't think back to any politicians we've talked about. It's all been fucking clones and Mandalorians. I think we deserve a hint.
Nah, I don't want hints. We got the hint. The hint was that it was talked about this episode.
Well, obviously that's not helping us too much.
What we talked about was clones and Mandalorians. Or did we?
I don't know. We went on a few tangents. So.
A few. I'm spent. Honestly, I have no fucking clue.
You're free to give up. It's okay to give up.
I know it is.
Is it a Twi'lek?
No.
Damn.
Is it a Duras?
No.
Is it a Kaminoan?
Yes.
Is it Ton Wee?
It is. You got it on the 20th question.
I fucking did this. Fuck.
God!
That's like the only politicians I can think of were Kaminoans.
Exactly. It was Ton Wee. I almost did Lama Su, but we didn't talk about Lama Su this episode.
We did talk about Kosai, though.
I thought about Kosai as well, but...
I didn't realize that Ton Wee... Was Ton Wee the senator of Kamino?
Ton Wee was the aide for Lama Su. She's and part Lama of the Su? Ruling council of...
Oh, okay.
The Kaminoan government. So that's why I was like, I wasn't sure if she, like, we were counting that. But she's part of the Kaminoan government.
Ton Wee wasn't the one that, like, was, like, really close with Omega, right?
That's not say.
Ton Wee is the one that gets murked.
Ton Wee is the dude, right?
No, Ton Wee's the girl. Lama Su is the dude.
No, okay, Lama Su is the dude. Gotcha.
Ton Wee's the one that introduces Obi-Wan to Jango.
Okay. I know what you're talking about now.
So the first Kaminoan we see.
Yeah, and Ton Wee gets murked by Fennec Shand.
Okay, so you want to go next, Nikita, or you want me to?
Your call.
I feel like you'll get mine pretty quick, so we can go to mine, because Nikita's is going to be the most obscure Jedi master from, like, some book. So.
You don't know that?
Yeah, I do. Y'all can shoot whatever.
Is it a Force user?
No.
Is it a clone?
Oh, go ahead.
Is it a clone?
No.
Did we talk about them this episode?
No.
Is it from KOTOR? The series, not the singular game.
The series.
Like KOTOR 1 and 2 together, yeah.
No.
There was a hesitation there.
Are they from SWTOR?
Yes. That's why there was a hesitation, because I couldn't remember.
Oh.
So we're at 5.
Is it Nihilus?
No.
Oh, we said not a force user. Oh, I'm the dumb one now.
Ha! You know what? Honestly, it might still be my fault. I'm pretty sure stupidity is a infection that spreads.
I have been hanging out with you a lot recently.
No, you haven't.
Dude, you're over at my house like 3 days a week. What do you mean?
And I stay downstairs and leave you alone while you work now. It's from SWTOR, but not KOTOR, and it's not a force user.
I haven't even left the starting planet on SWTOR, so I'm not sure how much help I'm going to be on this one.
And it's been a while.
Are they a bounty hunter?
Yes.
But they're not Mandalorian?
They are Mandalorian.
Oh, they are Mandalorian. Oh,
I asked that.
Is it Avizsla?
Yeah.
Aha!
Is it Paz?
No.
No, Shay.
Shay, that's who it was. Yeah. Okay. She was the one who went in with Malgus, right?
Yes, in the temple. Sexiest Mandalorian out there.
I don't know, man. I'd be into Bo-Katan.
I mean, Shay Vizsla's just like a better looking Bo-Katan.
Okay, I agree with that.
It's the other one from the not Bo-Katan.
The one that was with Bo-Katan when they were like talking to Din.
Yes,
I know who you're talking about.
She's the dope one.
She kind of fine.
Cosca. Cosca Reeves. Cosca's where it's at. Badass.
Y'all ready for mine?
It's Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks. Okay.
Mercedes Varnado. I was like,
Isn't Sasha Banks a porn star?
Mercedes Varnado, also known as Sasha Banks, is an American pro wrestler and actress who plays Cosca Reeves.
Oh.
So, yeah, Cosca Reeves is played by a pro wrestler.
That's kind of cool. Seems very Mandalorian. Who am I thinking of?
No comment.
Sasha Gray. Oh, that's the porn star.
Oh, yeah, she streams on Twitch, doesn't she?
I thought that's who we were talking about for a second.
Okay, are we ready for Nikita's question?
Character. Yeah.
Is it a Jedi Master?
No.
Are they a Force user?
No.
Are they a Mandalorian?
No.
Are they a bounty hunter?
I don't think. Hold on, give me a second to confirm that. No.
Are they a mercenary? Smuggler?
No. Wait. I was answering exotics. I didn't hear what you said, Hunter.
Smuggler?
No.
Okay.
Are they human?
Canon and legends?
To exotic? No. To wait. Exotic, what was your question again?
Are they human?
Yeah, to exotic, no. And to Winshi, no.
Politician?
No.
Are they a soldier?
No.
Are they a hut?
No. Fuck you. That's an extra question.
Are they BBY?
Yes.
Are they in the media?
What do you consider media?
Shows and movies?
No.
Okay, so they're legends. That was a question. You can answer that.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Blanked out for a second. Also, almost all of my shit's going to be legends. It's not even worth asking.
Yeah, I try to make it stuff that Exotic can guess.
Exotic can't guess this one.
How?
In fact, I know Exotic knows who this character is, for sure.
Is it from KOTOR?
Yes.
That's all you, Exotic.
We're already at 15 questions?
Yep.
That's cap. I mean, what the fuck can they be if they're not a soldier, a mercenary, a bounty hunter, a politician?
Just a regular ass schmuck.
Not a force user. Like, fuck.
Do they sell cabbage?
Is that an actual question?
No.
Oh. Well, I'm counting as one. No, they don't sell actual cabbage.
It's rip.
Don't count that one, Victory Spear. I was joking.
Fuck. Are they humanoid?
Are they a droid?
Are they humanoid? No. Are they a droid? Yes.
A droid. So a non-humanoid droid.
Oh, I didn't know humanoid applied to non-biotes. Or what's the word? What's the word for
humanoid? Humanoid is just like a form factor.
Like, even still, it's kind of like, yes, I guess. It's bipedal, if that's what you're asking.
It's not a mercenary.
So it's bipedal, but it's not humanoid?
No, it is humanoid, I guess, by what he's saying.
Oh, okay. So is it HK series?
Yes.
No, it can't. How can it be HK?
He says it is humanoid and it's bipedal, so obviously it's one of the HKs. I just don't know which one, and you know the HKs, so.
Well, it's not like HK-47 because HK-47 is considered a mercenary.
Wait, though it's not HK-47, I will say that. I did not know that HK-47 was considered a mercenary. I thought he was just an assassin droid.
No, he was a mercenary in the game because, I mean,
he was doing, he's like
paid. No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was a paid hired droid.
When you pick him up as Revan, he's not a mercenary. He was built by Revan.
Okay, we have two questions left. There's three HK series droids from that aren't HK-47. I have a 66% chance of getting this right.
Mm.
Is it HK-24?
No.
Almost not positive HK-47 was a mercenary.
I don't think HK-47 was a mercenary. There is nothing online that I see about HK-47 being a mercenary.
It was a definition of mercenary. Paid, like higher. Like a paid soldier, pretty
much.
Was
HK-47 a mercenary?
Is it HK-01?
No.
All right. Well, that's 20. So you can
wait. Did you say HK-01?
Yeah.
No.
It's HK51.
So it's 51.
It's 51. Yeah.
51?
51.
Why didn't you choose 55?
I actually don't know what the HK55 is. I'm going to be honest with you.
It's a more obscure one.
Yeah, I don't see anything where it says HK47 was a mercenary at all.
I'll do some digging. I could have swore HK47.
I know he was an assassin. I knew he was an assassin droid. I didn't know he was considered.
Yeah, so like IG-88 is an assassin droid, but also like that's the classification, but they're a mercenary. It's the same shit.
Well, the assassin droid that we posted earlier today with the vibroblades are not considered mercenaries.
Those are not assassin droids. They're commando droids, and they're made by the CIS, used in the army of the CIS. Like, very different.
Huh. I guess. Okay, maybe that was bad back technicality on that, but I didn't know.
Mercenary definition, a professional soldier hired to serve in a foreign army.
Yeah, but HK-47 definitely never served in a foreign army. Like, for sure, for sure.
Well, he served Revan.
Who built him? That makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. If we say the commando droids aren't mercenaries, then yeah, if the guy built him and then it serves him, that's not a mercenary.
But what about KOTOR 2?
I haven't played KOTOR 2.
Yeah, so I can't even answer on that. All right, well, everyone, that has been our bonus episode. Thank you for joining us for another episode of of 20 Questions where... Ooh, that was a good little session. I was stumped the entirety of Winchy's question, and then Exotics was just easy peasy lemon squeezy because he doesn't have much variety on what he knows. So that's easy pickings. Cringe. Easy. Yeah, I'm sorry you're so cringe. Can you fix that? Maybe.
I think you're the cringe one here.
Oh, I mean, like, baby, I know I'm cringe, but you right there with me, sweetheart.
I don't know about that one, Chief.
I do. It's okay. You don't have to know. I got you. You're good. But everyone, again, that has been our episode. Thank you for joining us for the bonus episode to our main episode. Don't forget that you can catch our releases every other Monday. We do recordings on Sundays on our Twitch channel, The Force Unscripted. We release on anywhere you get your podcast fixed from. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, formerly known as X, at Force Unscripted. And don't forget that on Tuesdays, we also drop our Force Facts. But until next time, peace out, Girl Scouts. Thank you so much for watching. And we will catch you on the next one.